Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you on archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. This week, we're going to be speaking with playwright Eric Anderson and actors Isaac Jay and Cody Jordan Morgan from the play Back Porch. Rita, this play is based on, or loosely based on, the movie Picnic, which, did you see that back in the 1950s?
I did. I remember with William Holden, it was a beautifully done movie, but you know, I saw it. I didn't see it in the 50s. I think I saw it later because in the 50s, I was very small. So I don't remember too much, but.
It would have been a little racy for a young girl. Too.
I think so. And I wouldn't understood it, but I remember seeing it later on with my mother. And I loved William Holden. So mm-hmm. I have to go by that. But
yes, he was
it's one
handsome.
Of those movies. It's a classic film. I really should see it again. But this is kind of called Back Porch. It's kind of based on that, but it's has a twist.
Yes, it does. It has a quite a big twist, as a matter of fact. I guess we can let our actors and writer reveal what that twist is, because, very interesting. Well,
who better to tell us the story than the actual playwright himself?
So I know.
We're and just kind of guessing things here. But
yes, and the leading actors.
Yeah, because this is a world premiere, so it's never been seen before. So we can get more into depth of what the play is about.
Rita.
Let's introduce our guests. Once again, our guests are...
Eric Anderson, playwright, and actors Isaac W. Jay and Jordan Morgan from the play Back Porch. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Eric, what do you say we start with you, since we need a little background on the play itself? Now, this play is loosely based on the 1956 movie Picnic.
That's right.
Yeah. What was what inspired you about the movie to write the play?
I liked Picnic when I was a little boy, but the inspiration was I lived in a town in Kansas in which, to the one county over, certain scenes from the movie were filmed. And I was, as a very little boy, taken to that, and it made a big impression on me. Then I started writing plays and grew up and didn't grow up in many ways. And several years ago, I had the idea for writing a gay version of Picnic, a kind of alternate universe. Instead of a drifter entering a household of women, the man that plays the drifter, stuntman, enters a household of men, and a romance blooms out of one of those relationships. I like to think that it is the kind of play that perhaps William Inge might have written himself if he had lived in another time and place. I had a lot of fun with it, and it has been a lot of fun to realize it in a real production.
You were 4 years old when you actually went to the set with your parents, right? What's your memory of that?
There's a scene in the movie in which a whole crowd of people are on the side of the river as Kim Novak sails down in a swan float, and they wanted as many people there as possible to greet her upon her arrival. So the call went out in the local newspapers, and my parents decided to take us kiddies down to the park in the neighboring county and be part of the scene.
I understand there was another play called, was it Front Porch or Front?
I can be a little illuminating about that. William Inge's original title for Picnic was Front Porch.
Okay, that's what it was.
And then when he rewrote it later in the 1960s, he called it Summer Brave. I'm not familiar with that play, but that's where the Front Porch allusion comes from.
Now, this has sort of a gay twist to it.
I think twist might be the right word. Instead of everybody in it being straight and lonely for a man, everybody in it is either gay or gay aware. And the handsome stranger mixes things up in a gay way rather than a straight way. I'm making it sound like a parody or camp, and it is very much not that. It is a romantic comedy with a great deal of affection and family relationships in it.
And that's the, and Isaac and Jordan are here, and they're two of the actors that are in the play. So each one, first we'll go with Isaac. Who is your character?
This is Isaac speaking. I play Gary, who is the young 18-year-old stuck in this small town, sort of lost and feeling completely trapped in himself and no way to express himself or feel seen. And he wants to get out in, you can define that word in a million different ways. Then Jordan's lovely character comes along and changes his world.
So Jordan is the drifter that comes into town.
That's me.
Let me ask Isaac real quick first. Isaac, where are you from? Are you from a small town or?
I am from a medium-sized town. I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico, but for all intents and purposes, it is a small town. Like I used to think driving 20 minutes, you know, from one end of town to the other was a huge deal. And now I'm like, it's only a 20-minute drive. You know.
I guess that answers my question kind of is, did you draw on your personal experience of growing up to play this character a little bit? It sounds like you did.
Absolutely. So this particular house in Back Porch, the idea is that it's on the edge of town and behind the house is just a field that goes on and on forever, right? And actually, when I was growing up, my house was also on the edge of town and there was nothing behind it. So it just, you know, went into ranch land forever. So my imagination did not have to stretch far to get to that one. I very much know what it's like to be an 18-year-old sitting on that back porch, like looking out into the ether.
Waiting for a handsome drifter to come into town?
Precisely.
Speaking of our handsome drifter, Jordan, what was it like to play the part? What kind of attracted you to the part?
You know, I think Bill is kind of everything that I'm not, which is sort of brash and sexy and cocky, and I think represents this very exotic idea of masculinity for the other fellas in this really small town. And, you know, I also relate to Bill in terms of being an aspiring actor. And yeah, I think Bill comes in and kind of redefines what this idea of a man can be for everyone involved. And that kind of, I was really attracted to that. How can I find that within myself for these guys and to push this story forward?
What do you feel the character's meaning of a man is?
You know, I think being free, I think overall, and sort of unfiltered. And I could, you know, go on in an effort not to sort of spoil the story or any details of their relationship. But I think, yeah, and then and being able to oscillate between being this very kind of friendly presence. And then, you know, there are moments where this sort of beast in him comes out in ways. And I think he kind of shows this very flawed version of what that can be.
Now, you guys are kind of young. Did you ever see the play or the movie Picnic?
So I've actually never seen the movie, but I'm extremely familiar with both the play and Summer Brave. Summer Brave, which is the other version of Picnic that William Inge wrote, has always been one of my favorite plays. And I was supposed to play this character, Alan. Alan, you know, from Picnic, who's not the drifter, but the other guy. I was actually supposed to play that in college, and then it ended up not happening. And it always, it was like the white whale. I always wanted to play that role, and I always wanted to do that. And I don't think Gary is Alan. I think he's a different character in that play. But the ability to experience and be part of a play that is, for all intents and purposes, some sort of picnic is, I'm so happy about that. I'm over the moon.
May I interject? This is Eric. Isaac, do you prefer Summer Brave to Picnic, and why?
Summer Brave is a little bit darker. The ending's sort of darker because, and I'm somebody who's always like, look for the dark and the sort of twisted emotions in people. So that's why I like that one a little bit more. The character of Hal is just a little bit more edgy. The reason that he never produced that version of it was because the producer, he handed that script to his copy editor and they were like, they will never make, like, this will not be popular on Broadway. Don't give this play. So then he rewrote essentially the ending and the character of Hal to be Picnic. And I love both plays. They're so similar, but I like that little bit of tinge of dark that occurs in Summer Brave.
I see. Thank you.
Eric, while you're with us right now, what do we know about William Inge's life and his personal experience?
He was a significantly closeted man. He was ambivalent about his roots. He wanted to get away, but he always came back for visits to his family. I think he was closeted about Kansas in many ways, although he wrote about it. He just was never very happy. Of course, he was an alcoholic. He kept going back to the roots that he most despised as well as needed. And I think that is an interesting psychological trait of that unhappy playwright. Luckily, he produced four gems out of it: Picnic, Bus Stop, Light at the Top of the Stairs, and Come Back, Little Sheba. So we are the beneficiary of his tortured mind and background.
What do you think his repression certainly was a big influence behind his writings, I would imagine. And do you notice that little things come out that kind of alluded to that, alluded to his repressed lifestyle?
I don't think I could articulate anything, but I feel them in all four of his plays. I guess the most obvious would be that I often thought that his leading female characters are really men. I'm not so sure that's true in his family play, Dark at the Top of the Stairs. That's the one I'm least familiar with. But I often feel that a gay person is writing this kind of story. A straight man would not be as interested in any of those four plays. And then as he grew older, he would introduce homosexuality more into his fiction.
How old was he when he died?
I believe he was 60. I'm not sure about that. Oh. I know he died in 1973. He killed himself. I guess that is an important part of his arc as well.
Yes.
He didn't drink himself to death, but he asphyxiated himself.
And at such a young age, 60 is...
I know. He lived hard.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out something. Eric's still here. you talk about a twist in Picnic. The twist is that the cast of Picnic has come to do location scenes, and the character of Bill is William Holden's stunt double. So he's not a drifter that just happens into town. He's hired by the cast, makes friends with the younger brother in the play, and comes over to meet the family that way. So there is a definite intertwining between the two stories.
It's interesting, too, that William Holden basically died younger than he should have and was a heavy drinker. But obviously, mm-hmm. William didn't know that when he wrote the story. Mm. But and also very handsome.
Well, he was always called the drifter, but he did come for work. If I recall in the play Picnic, he was just looking for work, and it was someone that he knew, one of his buddies from, I guess, college. That's right. And then he meets the women, and then and it was during a 3-day, it was a Memorial or Labor Day weekend, something like that. I just remember it was the big
Labor
picnic.
Day.
It was Labor Day. Okay, it was the big picnic that it was. So it's all coming back to me now. So, gentlemen, this is a world premiere of this play. So are you pretty excited about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's fantastic to be part of an original casting.
And for you too, the playwright.
I'm just excited to get the darn thing on its feet. We were going to do it 3 years ago, but COVID shut it down. And it's been something that the producers and I have liked for quite some time. So world premiere or Los Angeles premiere, I am geared up.
And for it to be the first actors to actually do the play too, it's sort of like a benchmark where other people will get to see you perform and how it's done. So that too is no pressure here, but that's kind of exciting.
Not a drop. Yeah.
So lovely, I think, about this process for me. This is the first time I've ever been sort of an original cast for a show, and so I think it's really been kind of a beautiful thing how we're able to find ourselves in these characters and find them along the way with Kelly and Eric, and it's such a different process as opposed to doing something that's been done, you know, before, or even, you know, so many of these plays is that everyone knows by heart and has all these opinions about choices and things that you feel like you don't have a lot of liberties. And I think that with this show, we really get to make it our own. And I think that's kind of, it's coming together really, really nicely.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because as an actor who is playing a role for the first time, often, you know, there's a temptation to look at other actors' performances to kind of get a reference to maybe what the feeling was like or how they interpreted it. And you get to create the character yourself from scratch with the help of the writer on the project, which is really nice because you guys get to ask Eric what his ideas are for the character. And how often do you really get to meet the writer and work with the writer to, you know, develop the characters?
Yeah, it's this is Isaac speaking. It's been really wonderful. If we ever, you know, something you never get when you do, like, you know, big playwrights like Tennessee Williams, Arthur Miller, any of these people, you have to, you're completely subject to whatever your interpretation of the line is. And sometimes if we're approaching it and we can't quite figure out what something's about or whatnot, we're able to go to Eric and be like, is this line, would I really say this, and why did you put it in, and all of that stuff. And it's been a work in progress, and Eric is so phenomenal because he's really knows every word and why he put it in there. And so if you have a question, you go to him and he will give you an answer. And that's been such a cool process.
And Eric, have you been to most of the rehearsals, I imagine?
I have been to none of them because I am delightfully stranded in Hawaii. So it's been mainly through telephone and some Zooming. And then a lot of emails between Kelly, the director, and myself. It was impractical for me to be there. Sorry as I am about that.
Eric, were you completely involved in the casting?
Yes.
Yeah. What was it like to have people come in and for you to actually see these characters that you'd written come to life?
Oh, it's always a gas, Ralph. I just love it because they bring things that you hadn't imagined and hadn't thought of before. And all of a sudden, there they are, and they're starting to come to life. The only downer about the weekend is that there were so many talented men, it was difficult to, not ones we did, but to leave behind the ones that we didn't cast. We saw a lot of talent that weekend.
You'll just have to write another play.
I will.
So Eric, I'm just real curious, just one other question about that. You had an idea in your head also what the characters looked like, and was that a factor when you cast the play?
No, this is Eric back again. I've been writing plays for many years, and I've gotten in the habit, Ralph, of not really physically envisioning any of my characters. I know they're probably maybe a little dumpy, a little fat, a little poor, but I don't have a very careful idea of how they actually look. That way, I'm not disappointed and always delightfully surprised.
Well, since this play is influenced by the characters' looks, because there is an attraction between the characters, you certainly cast very good-looking men as your characters. Certainly not short and dumpy by any means in this particular production.
You're right. I was being a bit disingenuous. I just thought for my own personal reasons and for the success of the play, the two leads should be very good-looking. And damn, I got it.
You sure did. So let's talk about when the play is. It's going to be at the Victory Theater in Burbank. I love that theater. It's one of my favorite theaters in Burbank. And it starts June 2nd through July 9th. And it's at the Victory Theater in Burbank. And how do we get tickets?
There is a website for that. I
found it here. It's onstage411.com/backporch.
It runs for 6 weekends, curtain at 8 p.m. and then 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Great.
Really anxious to see this one.
I'm glad to hear that. Come and enjoy yourselves.
And are you going to be able to come over and see it at all, Eric?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there opening weekend. And actually, we're coming over Tech Week to put our 2 cents in during that rocky time. So I will be there for it. And then we're coming closing weekend again, just to see how the little baby has grown.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here at The Outage.
We wish you all the very best. Sounds like a great play.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Once again, we were speaking with a playwright, Eric Anderson, and actors Isaac W. Jay and Jordan Morgan from the play Back Porch. And we want to hear from you, so tell us what kinds of stories and interviews you'd like to hear.
Like us on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.